This is the Schnitt Show.
Yeah, I'm looking at the mugshot, which has been released. The chilling mugshot of this Boulder supermarket massacre suspect. This Ahmad Alyssa. Yeah, pretty chilling mugshot, actually. All right, welcome back to Schnitt. Here on a, what is it, Tuesday? Is it Tuesday, Michelle? Jeez, Tuesday. Yeah, just a lot of information rolling out. And again, we're watching the Biden White House. There are rumblings that we could see Biden move in the direction of some type of executive order, at least an attempt. Of course, that would be challenged constitutionally right away. And would probably see the Supreme Court if Biden tries to institute any type of unilateral executive presidential order gun measures. So we'll see what actually happens. All right, there are, so we're watching. You want to get in on the program, folks? Any thoughts on this? Any thoughts on the shooter? Any thoughts on the details that have emerged 24 hours or so since what occurred out in the Denver area in Boulder? 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. 800-801-8999. That's how you join us. 800-801-8999. Some more details coming out about the shooter and his temper and his behavior. This is from... Well, we have multiple sources here. Washington Examiner has that Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alyssa wrestled in high school, and his former teammates have said that he had a temper. One thing I can tell you is he didn't take losing very well. That's according to Conrad, who was a teammate. Yeah, his last name was excluded. He told this to the Daily Beast. I remember that in wrestling, he would throw his headgear, wouldn't talk to the coaches when he lost. If I remember correctly, he even cussed out one of the coaches one time. Dayton Marvel, he graduated from Arvada West High School in 2018 with Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alyssa, the shooter, said that he once threatened to kill people during an intra-team match. That's being reported by the Denver Post. Sounds like this guy's got a history of being off the reservation. His senior year during the wrestle-offs to see who makes varsity, he actually lost his match and quit the team and yelled out in the wrestling room that he was like going to kill everybody. It's according to this guy, Dayton Marvel. Nobody believed him. We were just all kind of freaked out by it, but nobody did anything about it. So threatened to kill people. That's not normal. If you're not selected for the varsity wrestling team, people that might be very upset, they don't threaten to kill people. Seems like there were indications of this mental instability of this guy for quite some time. Another teammate, Angel Hernandez, said a wrestler teased him about that wrestling match defeat in the parking lot, and then Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alyssa started punching him. In another incident in 2017, when he was 18 years of age, Ahmad Alyssa attacked a high school classmate. According to an affidavit, he punched his fellow student in the head and continued to do so even after the student fell to the ground. And he later told police that the classmate made fun of him and called him racial names weeks earlier. And then a year later, he was subsequently convicted of misdemeanor assault and sentenced to 2 months of probation and then 48 hours of community service. Yeah, that part we had for you in hour number one. So again, more of these details coming out about this kid. What a terrible situation. We're also learning about one of the victims. Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. Yeah, Denny Strong. The youngest victim was 20 years of age. And in a twist, this 20-year-old youngest victim was a gun rights advocate. For his birthday, he even wanted people to donate to a pro-gun group. And can you believe this? We had a maniac with a gun take him out and nine others, including Officer Eric Talley of the Boulder Police Department. Yeah, there's more here. This from the New York Times. And the New York Times is reporting that the shooter had a history of angry outbursts, that he was prone to these outbursts. Listen, I've given you some of the details of his violence. Had a history of angry outbursts, according to police and police records. And people who knew him, including one that resulted in a misdemeanor assault conviction when he was in high school. This is New York Times. Seems to be, you know, about the wrestling issue. Yeah, according to a police affidavit, just a week ago, he bought the Ruger AR-556 pistol. And as I pointed out, it's a shortened version of an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. And when you get the pistol versions, there are pieces to the gun that are not allowed in the pistol version because that would make it a rifle or a short barrel rifle. So in the pistol version of some of these guns, there are certain things that you're not allowed to have, like a forward grip. So you're not allowed to have on the front rail underneath the barrel, you're not allowed to, you know, attach a grip, for instance, on a pistol version, unless you convert it into a short barrel rifle legally by applying, putting in an application and getting a tax stamp from the ATF, from the Department of the Treasury. A man who identified himself as Mr. Alyssa's older brother described him to the Daily Beast as mentally ill, antisocial, and paranoid. Now, we brought these details up in hour number one. Let me get this straight. The older brother, who apparently is also the roommate of the shooter, telling the Daily Beast that his brother, the shooter at King Supra's, was mentally ill, antisocial, and paranoid. Why the hell was he able to buy a gun? Why the hell did the family allow him to own a gun? We have a discrepancy here because the brother, this brother that's commenting on him being mentally ill and antisocial and paranoid, apparently the bro has told some media outlets that he did not know his brother had a gun, but the shooter's sister says, oh, yeah, we knew he had a gun. I saw him playing with it. So how does the brother who's a roommate not know, but the sister knows? Something doesn't compute here. Something doesn't quite add up. But again, more items about other students when he was a senior at Arvada West High School in Colorado, that he had a temper, he would fly off into rages, and would behave badly. Then we have this Denny Strong, the youngest victim. God, this is upsetting. Denny Strong, got a biography on the kid. 10 things about Denny Strong. He worked at the supermarket. This 20-year-old kid, 20 years old, a gun rights advocate. And there's a whole list, 10 things to know about this Denny Strong, youngest victim, 20 years old. He lived in Boulder, loved planes, bikes, and motorcycles. On December 25th of 2018, he started working at the King Supers grocery store in Boulder. He was training to become a pilot. That he wanted to become a pilot. On May 22nd of 2020, he updated his Facebook profile picture with the words, "I can't stay home. I'm a grocery store worker." May 22nd, 2020, obviously in the middle of the pandemic. And he updated his Facebook profile and just was letting everyone know that he was an essential worker. He was working at a grocery store that he was going to be working during the pandemic. Good for him. And for his last birthday, as I was alluding to, he created a fundraiser via Facebook fundraisers for National Foundation for Gun Rights Incorporated, which received, well, nothing of the $200 goal. He wrote, "For my birthday this year, I'm asking for donations to National Foundation for Gun Rights Incorporated. I've chosen this nonprofit because their mission means a lot to me, and I hope you'll consider contributing as a way to celebrate with me. Every little bit will help me reach my goal. I've included information about National Foundation for Gun Rights below. Pursue legal support of the Second Amendment rights. 100% of your donation goes directly to the nonprofit." The youngest victim was pro-gun and pro-gun rights. God, how twisted. If there is restrictive gun laws attempted, or if there is executive action from the Biden administration, how bizarre would this be? You know, what would he say? What would this kid say? Cut down, murdered by a madman with a gun in his workplace, a supermarket. Trying to raise money for gun rights organizations. What would he say about an attempt to take away our gun rights or Second Amendment freedoms? I mean, what a paradox. What a thing to ponder. 800-801-8999. You concerned about gun rights? You concerned about Biden executive orders potentially? White House is alluding to it. 800-801-8999 if you want to get in. That's how you join us. 800-801-8999. The Schnitt rolls on next.
This is the Schnitt Show.
Show. Yeah, the certified bat crap crazy Sidney Powell has a hell of a defense for the massive $1.3 billion lawsuit that she's facing. Yeah, this is the lawsuit brought about by Dominion Voting Systems, and you're not going to believe what this crank, what she's now alleging. And it's amazing. I had people screaming at me and my producer. I'd got nasty emails, social media attacks. How dare you, Sidney Powell? She knows what she's talking about. She's got the evidence. She's going to prove voter fraud. And, of course, I was telling all along, no, she's not. She's got nothing. She's a nut. She's a wacko. Well, I mean, I don't need verification. I don't need vindication. I know what I've been saying has been 100% accurate. But you're not going to believe her defense in trying to fight this lawsuit. I need a little more time, so I'm going to do this after the bottom of the hour break. You got to hear this. If you hear anything, listen to this. Coming up in just a bit. A little more detail on Kamala Harris's niece claiming that a white man was the Boulder shooter. Not true. Apparently a Muslim of Syrian descent. So here we have Kamala Harris's niece jumping on the racist bandwagon here. And after the identity of the shooter actually came out, as well as his ethnicity and where he was from, Mina Harris, who is the niece of Vice President Kamala Harris, she at least announced that she was deleting an earlier tweet because she assumed that the shooter must be a white man. Yeah, she tweeted out, "I deleted a previous tweet about the suspect in the Boulder shooting. However, it was not really a correction or an apology. She simply stated that she had every reason for her assumption because the majority of mass shootings in the U.S. are carried out by white men." That is ridiculous. To make that leap. Oh, any shooting, I'm just going to assume it's a white guy. Because, my history teaches me that most are white guys. Yeah, plenty of white guys. But to immediately assume it was a white guy and to tweet it out, the vice president's niece, yeah, she didn't delete another tweet. "Yeah, I saw Boulder trending. I immediately knew. My heart is with everyone affected in this horrific tragedy." And she also tweeted about white men and the Atlanta shootings. Hold on, I'll get to that. And then Sidney Powell next.
Click on the Schnitt List every day at schnittshow.com.
And a lot to get to in the final half hour here on Schnitt. And where do we begin? Oh, by the way, the maniacal, horrific gunman in Boulder asked for his mommy. He asked for his mother after his arrest, after he was taken into custody. Mommy asked for his mom during his arrest. This guy's a piece of work. Again, how did his family allow him to purchase a gun? Sister says she knew that he had it, saw him playing with it. We got some real issues here, folks. And, of course, he bought this gun about a week ago. What did I see, 6 days, a week ago, somewhere in that vicinity. So this is a fairly fresh purchase. Just wrapping up here on the president's vice president's niece. I sound like Joe Biden now. Yeah, this Mina Harris, the niece of Vice President Kamala Harris, the tweet that she put out, which has been deleted, said, "The Atlanta shooting was not even a week ago. Violent white men are the greatest terrorist threat to our country." And, of course, she got it wrong. Yeah, the guy in Atlanta was white. Also, apparently mentally deranged with a sex addiction. The Boulder shooter yesterday of Middle Eastern descent, apparently from Syria, a Muslim. And the vice president's niece, this Mina Harris, quickly deleted that tweet. But as you know, the internet's forever and all these tweets are forever. You can delete all you want, but it's saved. It's archived somewhere. I'd like to ask Kamala Harris, what are your thoughts on your niece tweeting this stuff out? And, of course, we have Vice President Kamala Harris you know, seemingly nodding at whatever Biden is suggesting. And Biden is calling for a ban on assault weapons. And we've got Jen Psaki making noise about potential executive action. Will there be executive orders? We will follow this very closely, obviously. It's not going to shock me in the least. You know what else doesn't shock me in the least? How bat-crap crazy the Sidney Powell is. You ready for this? So I was attacked. I was attacked via email, some of my social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Sue, my executive producer and phone screener. Sue was getting all kinds of nasty calls, calling her every four-letter word in the book. When I would go off on this nut clown, this ass couch, Sidney Powell, oh, we'd get calls, and I got to believe it's a minority of listeners. I sure as hell hope it is. But we would get calls from people saying, how dare Schnitt talk about Sidney Powell this way? She's got the proof. She's going to prove it. You just wait and see. Hey, like that other clown. I mean, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, what the hell is wrong with him? I mean, he's coming across like he's mentally ill, like who he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And, you know, here I go off on Sidney Powell saying she's got no proof. They're presenting this bat crap crazy stuff. She's pushing this maniacal stuff that the Venezuelans are behind the voting machine, stealing the election. I mean, we're talking about total insanity. And I pointed this out, and people would call up angry at me. How dare you? Sidney Powell's a patriot. Sidney Powell is fighting for Trump. She's got the goods. She's going to prove it. Election fraud. She knows what's going on. And I would say, no, she doesn't. She's out of her mind. Either she's crazy or she is trying to personally self-immolate. She's trying to self-destruct. I have not flinched from that position, folks. Why? Because I'm right. Because I was accurate, I am accurate. You ready for the latest round here? Sidney Powell is now saying that all the stuff that she did with Rudy Giuliani as well. Sidney Powell has now told a judge, as she's being sued for $1.3 billion, she's now told the judge that no reasonable person would believe her Dominion voting system's conspiracy theories. And that nobody would believe that what she said was actually a statement of fact. What have I been saying all along? This lady is out of her mind, or she's just grossly negligent beyond all description. So everything that I've said, the folks that called up and attacked me, Schnitt, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And now this is her defense. And she's got a $1.3 billion lawsuit that she's looking at because of her bogus conspiracy theories, her attacks on Dominion voting systems, for instance. I mean, bat crap crazy stuff. And Sidney Powell now has told the judge in the defamation lawsuit brought about by Dominion voting systems, $1.3 billion in the lawsuit. She says that that lawsuit ought to be dismissed. Why? Because no reasonable person would believe that what she said were statements of fact. I mean, come on. You can't make this stuff up. Given the highly charged and political context of the statements, it is clear that Powell was describing the facts on which she based the lawsuit she filed in support of President Trump. This is what her attorneys wrote in a 54-page motion to dismiss filed yesterday. And the filing also points out that Dominion characterized her theories as wild accusations and outlandish claims. Oh, so, yeah, I mean, no reasonable person would believe, except millions of MAGA supporters who thought the election was stolen. I mean, Trump is still pushing it. Folks, I don't want Joe Biden. I'm not a Democrat. I'm opposed to almost all of his liberal espousals. I don't want Joe Biden. I don't want Kamala Harris. I want the Republicans to take back the Senate and the House. I want a Republican of the White House. But, this is just ridiculous. We had tons of folks. There are people that were clinging and believing that Trump was going to win and they were going to prove all this fraud. Folks, there was no fraud of any significance. Of course, there are some irregularities. There's a little bit of fraud in every election. But nothing that would have changed this outcome. So for those that believed Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, for those that still glom on to Trump's yammer, I won. I won on a landslide. The election was stolen. I mean, don't you feel played? What about all those nut job Q supporters, the QAnon nonsense? Again, I've been telling you that's nonsense from the beginning. It is. It's a game. I told you that Sidney Powell from the beginning, this is ridiculous. This was a nonsense. This was a joke. It wasn't going anywhere. Oh, Schnitt, you're wrong. She's got the goods. No, she doesn't. I've said that all along. So don't you feel played? Don't you feel like you've been made a fool of? And now here is one of your warriors, this Sidney Powell, saying that no reasonable person would believe all of her conspiracy craziness, that nobody would take that as statements of fact? My God, I mean, talk about falling on your sword. Talk about, you know, smearing egg all over your own face. Holy schnit. Yeah, nobody would believe her ridiculous statements. Oh, and even Dominion Voting Systems, in filing the $1.3 billion lawsuit, they call her theories wild accusations, outlandish claims. Folks, give me a break. She pushed these as fact with a straight face. And you gotta wonder what kind of mind control. It's almost like Bill Gates shot them up with some kind of vaccine with all kinds of secret microbes and chips in it. Sorry. I mean, just insanity. They are repeatedly labeled inherently improbable, even impossible. According to Sidney Powell's motion to dismiss the Dominion lawsuit. So they are claiming, Sidney Powell and her lawyers are claiming that what she has espoused inherently improbable and even impossible. And they're talking about the conspiracy theories that she tried to sell everybody. With these press conferences, these lawsuits that she filed. Remember, she was so crazy, they threw her technically off of the Trump team. Yeah, she was representing, Sue, who was the group that she was also, you know, when they threw her off the actual Trump defense team, she was too batty for Giuliani. Remember I said that? She was too nuts for Giuliani. My God. Like, I'm right. I'm usually right about this stuff. And here, it's been proved, hey, guess what? Right again. Pointing out what a crackpot that Sidney Powell is. Such characterizations of the allegedly defamatory statements further support defendants' position that reasonable people would not accept such statements as fact, but view them only as claims that await testing by the courts through the adversary process. Yeah, signed by Sidney Powell's lawyer, Lawrence J. Joseph. So here we go. This is going to be the legal strategy to try to defend herself against the absolute libel and slander against Dominion voting systems. Kraken. She got Kraken in her head. Oh, my God. Kraken. Yeah, Powell and L. Lynn Wood, Giuliani. What happened to L. Lynn Wood? I'm telling you, it's like they were vaccinated with a crazy dose of something. Yeah, they got some bad AstraZeneca crazy vaccine. Yeah, nothing to do with COVID. insanity. So we'll follow this. We'll see what happens with Sidney Powell. But I'm just laughing my ass off here. Everything I told you that was going to come true, everything that I said was ridiculous, that was being brought up by Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. The people that were calling me on the program, the people that were emailing or sending me messages on Twitter, Schnitt, you got it all wrong. Sidney Powell, she's got the goods. Don't you feel like an effing moron? I'm sorry. I got to put it in those terms. All right, final words here on a Tuesday. Next on Schnitt, stand by.
This is the Schnitt Show. Schnitt List is on
SchnittShow.com.
And by the way, Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, he's jumping all over Sidney Powell, essentially mocking her. You know, what a joke she is. All right, I've been holding on to this. I didn't play it earlier. This audio from this video, there was a guy live streaming when the shooting had occurred and people were lying on the ground. And it's really disturbing video, and it's disturbing audio.
I don't know what's going on. I'm at King Soopers in South Boulder. I heard gunshots.
This is from ZFG Videography.
They were very close. Someone's down right here.
So we didn't see this on TV, but people were down in the parking lot and at the entrance to the store, and then just inside the store. And
something just happened here, guys. Someone's down, I'm sure, 911. Did we see which way the shooter went?
Guy's name is Dean Schiller.
Look, there's people lying in the street, guys. We need 911 here now. We're at King Soopers in South Boulder, Table Mesa. We've got injured parties on the ground. 911 now, people. We don't know if there's a shooter, active shooter somewhere.
Now he walks into the vestibule area, then pokes his head inside the store, and he can see a man down on the floor.
Could be in the store.
I know, listen to what happens. Then a gunshot rips in the store.
Yeah, he went in there.
He went in the store.
He went right down there.
Oh, my God.
And there's a guy... a person down right next to, it looks like the one of the Purell racks where you pull out the wipe when you go into these stores.
Guys, we got people down inside King Soopers. Look, there's...
Then a gunshot, and you can hear him say, well...
Look, there's... Holy shit. God damn it.
Wow.
I'm getting away, guys.
And then he runs out right past somebody
There's
on the ground.
Shooter, active shooter, get away. Get back.
Wow. Unbelievable video, unbelievable audio. Oh, and then this is bizarre. A National Guardsman transporting COVID-19 vaccines through Texas yesterday was held at gunpoint. Some guy apparently held up the convoy, trying to run them off the highway. Some, like, what, anti-vaxxer nut? All right, see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great night.
The Schnitt Show.